Second down and six for the Eagles. The ball at the 7-yard line. Hurts again in the gun. Barkley to his right. Does he come back to Barkley again? He doesn't. He backpedals. He steps up. He looks. He is tackled. It's a safety. He's tackled in the end zone for a safety. The sixth sack. Oh, that's the worst thing that could happen right there.
Yeah, that was not great. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillian. Not what you want to see. They overcame it. They won the football game thanks to three huge runs. One by Jalen, two by Saquon. The Eagles are now a win away from the Super Bowl. 215-592-9494. There's a lot of uncertainty around Jalen Hurts' knee. We'll see if he practices tomorrow. Limited full, how it goes over the course of the week. But there's a real chance, I would say, that he's limited mobility-wise. He's not the same runner as he normally is. Can they win this game on Sunday without his legs? I say no. I think he's going to have to make plays with his legs in the run and the pass game to get away from pressure and to help Saquon. Hugh thinks they could do it, even if Jalen is really a stationary quarterback. Where do you come down? First, though, let's hear what they were talking about yesterday, ESPN, NFL Live. First, Mina Kimes, then we'll get to Dan Orlovsky, what she thinks, what she saw against the Rams and how it looks moving forward.
Jalen Hurts didn't have to do a lot in this game, but the passing game obviously has to be better for them to win a Super Bowl. And one thing specifically that jumped out to me watching this, there's a lot we can get into about Hurts and his performance. Simulated pressures gave him fits in this one. Outside of the Hail Mary, on half of the sacks, there was some sort of defender dropping from the line of scrimmage, and it gave Jalen Hurts pause after the snap, and that was enough for the Rams to get home. If I'm Dan Quinn watching this, I implement a heavy dose of simulated pressures when I go up against this Eagles team. And by the way, if they get past them, I can tell you that Steve Spagnuolo or Sean McDermott and his defense are going to do the same.
Yeah, Hugh, it seemed like some of those, he almost felt pressure and it really wasn't quite there as much as it was in his mind. And then he kind of ran into pressure.
Mm-hmm.
He does that sometimes.
Yeah.
He'll think pressure's there and he'll kind of move and then it creates new pressure that wasn't there to begin with.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's one of those things where Jalen has to get rid of the ball. He has to throw on time. You know, Coach Saban mentioned something to that effect when he was talking about Jalen. Jalen has to get rid of the ball, man. And I think to Ike's point that having an injury might speed that clock up for you just a little bit. But they also got to help him out, too. They got to put him in positions to let him know that the ball needs to be out quick. And
call plays
for him. Call plays like that, man. Because it was a couple times I did not understand why the dude just got hurt. And you saw him getting up hobbling that you would call a back-to-back, like you would call a pass play in that situation. I understand you were backed up and everything, but still.
Well, and then the last play they threw it, when they had him roll out. I mean, they were rolling out on a bad wheel. I mean, trying to fit, just run the football and get out of that game. All right, Dan Orlovsky followed up Mina there. And you remember last week Dan said he didn't feel like there were guys open. That was the Packer game. Well, what did he think after watching the Ram game? Was that on Jalen? Was it on nobody open? Coverage? Let's listen to Dan Orlovsky yesterday talking about Jalen Hurts and what he saw against the Rams.
Obviously, 63 yards lost with those seven sacks. You know, last week we had the conversation where we're like, I felt nobody really got open. Green Bay defensively knew where they were going to be. Wasn't the case yesterday. I honestly believe that guys were there. Yeah. I honestly believe more often than not, Jalen looked through the right direction. For some reason, he just didn't throw the football. Now, I don't know if it's a weather thing, it's a risk-averse thing, it's a don't give the ball away and we'll win thing, it's a I'm not trusting what I'm looking at, confidence or lack thereof situation. I agree it's got to get better. I don't think it's going to with a week and or two remaining for this offense.
Well, that part is the most interesting to me at the end. Like, can they change it in a week, right?
Nah.
Like, so it is what it is, the pass game?
I mean, it is, man. I think it could be better. But we're asking that this is almost the equivalent of getting another kicker this late in the game. You got to kind of dance with what brought you here, man, and deal with some of the deficiencies, if you will, that our quarterback has. Now, this is a fluid situation. Now, I feel like as we progress through this, it can get better. But if you're asking me today, in order for us to advance and get to the Super Bowl, it depends on Jalen to get the job done with his legs. I don't believe that that's the case. I really don't. I don't think that, you know, Jalen is going to have to make plays, but I don't think that we need Jalen to be the runner that for a lot of people that they felt that he was last week. I don't think that needs to be the case. Jalen being out, let me tell you one thing that I do know, is that Jalen being out there on the field, whether or not he can do it, is a threat. And he has a certain aura about him that's going to command respect. Kind of the same way with A.J. Brown. You know, even though A.J. has not been the receiver that we would like him to be in this playoff series, he still commands that respect where teams still double team him, and they're not going to leave him one-on-one for too long because they're afraid of what would happen if he is healthy. So that's the type of respect that Jalen's going to have. Just like when you talk about the last time we played, like the defensive end was crashing down. Jalen being out there, they're not going to do that until they know for sure that Jalen can't run.
Yeah, but what if they do know for sure? I mean, like,
they might take chances, and you know what? What happens? Say this happens, Joe. The end crashes down. Say Jalen takes off and runs. Now, he might not run with the same effectiveness that he's ran with in the past, but he runs. Now, in the defense's mind, they can't do that anymore. They got to honor that because if he gets to the edge and if he's fast enough to beat that defensive end, then he's gaining yards.
Yeah, so of course. Sometimes I think we almost underrate Jalen's running ability. He's not Lamar, but it's a huge part of his game. I mean, this year had 150 carries for 630 yards. I mean, did he run after the injury on Sunday? They didn't even use him as a tush push. They tried to avoid that.
They rolled him out a few times.
They rolled him out, but they didn't.
And that proved to be dumb.
It did. And I wondered on the tush push. My thought was, could he not power in his legs because of the knee injury? I mean, they had the ball on the goal line, and that's always the tush push,
also,
and they didn't use it.
And this isn't to take anything away from Saquon. There have been instances this season with Jalen Hurts out there with his threat to run the ball that Saquon's been shut down. The Browns game, granted earlier in the season, but the Steelers game, they averaged 3.4 yards per carry in that Steelers game. And now, that's a good defense, but it's not impossible for somebody to key in on Saquon, even with Jalen Hurts' running threat there. So, like, that's where my worry comes in, is if they're able to do that, and it could be due in part to Jalen Hurts not being effective as a runner, I just don't know if we're going to be able to keep up.
Well, and then I also just think about Jalen in the pass game. If he can't move, are we going to take a lot of sacks again? I mean, part of the reason they don't take many sacks is he moves out of the way. I mean, he holds the ball a long time.
And I shouldn't say, like, keep up necessarily. I don't know. I don't expect Washington to come in this game and score 40 points like they did against the Lions. It's more about, like, are we going to be coming in here next Monday, like, just super frustrated about this offense and not being able to move the ball at all? Because we might not need 35 points to win this game. Are we going to be able to score 24? 27?
It's so interesting. That's the number. Hugh, first number in your head right now. How many points do they need to win this game? 24 is in my head.
24 is in your head?
Like,
I can see that. About 20
some points. The Commanders are getting to 23. And then it's about where the Eagles are getting to.
I don't think they're going to get that many points. I see them around 17.
The Rams got to 22 in a snowstorm.
I do not care about what they did with the Rams. I'm talking about this team right here because I feel like we match up extremely well with them. It's different when you play teams in your division. And it's not.
That's a good point, yeah.
It never plays out the way that you think it's going to play out.
Third time seeing them.
Man, I tell you. And like I said, they benefited tremendously. You know why the Commodores looked so good last week against the Detroit Lions? Is because they were able to run the ball. And when they ran the ball.
But they always run the ball.
Well, they didn't run the ball that well against us. Not the first time.
Not the first time. Now, that was with Jaden Daniels with a rib injury.
Yeah.
Remember, he didn't move. The second time we played them, he ran from 100.
And I have to be careful because I'm not trying to diminish what the Washington Commodores have accomplished. I'm not doing that. But what I'm saying is they have some injuries on their side of the ball, too.
Yeah, their guard is out. Their right guard.
He's gone.
Yep.
That's a problem for them. And when you talk about being able to throw the ball at the clip that they were throwing it at, nobody on that Detroit Lions team resembles Jalen Carter. They ain't got one of those.
No, they don't.
They ain't got a Nolan Smith. They had one, but he was hurt. They ain't got none of that. That's not – those opportunities and those runs that they were making – they're not going to be there.
So I agree.
They're not readily going to be there like they were the week before.
I agree, but it's not like this is the first time they've scored. I mean, they're averaging 32 a game for the last 7 weeks. They score on everyone.
No, I mean, I get it, and I'm not trying to diminish anything that they've accomplished. But if I'm the offense coordinator, if I'm Cliff Kingsbury, I'm trying to figure out a way to stop Jalen Carter. And he ain't the only. Nolan Smith doing his thing.
Oh, this is. And Zach Bond.
Whether or not you believe it or not, big play back there, big play Slay back there balling.
Yeah, well,
There are some guys out here that we have playmakers on every level. They don't have enough people in my mind that can be able to contend and have enough blockers for everybody. You need like 13 people to block the guys that we have up front. They don't have it.
All right, Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. Do the Eagles need Jalen Hurts' running ability to beat Washington on Sunday? How about these results? And there's a good amount of votes in early here. 74% say yes. What is that saying? 74% say people think they need his legs.
You know what's funny? These are probably the same cats that have been talking about, oh, we need him to throw the ball a lot more. Ain't none of these quarterbacks last week threw the ball, like any of the ones that have been in this situation before, threw the ball a whole lot.
I read it a lot differently.
Let me say this. It's okay if he throws it 20 times, but he broke a 44-yard run.
I get that.
But what is Jalen right now without his legs? I know your point is Saquon. What is Jalen without his legs?
What you've been calling him all season long, a game manager.
But I think he's just a very ordinary quarterback.
I think that.
He's Kenny Pickett.
I think, you know what's funny, and this is no disrespect to our listeners, but I think that when you say without his legs, people are being literal when they hear that.
No, people know what we mean.
I didn't put his legs on the pole. I said running ability.
No, let me tell you.
So we could avoid that.
Because they can't separate, they can't differentiate.
No, running ability.
I put running ability on the pole.
But when they hear it, they feel like Jalen's going to be a statue back there. Like, he's not going to be that. He's not going to be that, Joe. If Jalen is out there and he's being a statue, then that means he's a lot worse off than we think he is. I feel like Jalen's probably going to be out there with a brace. He's going to have the ability. He might not be able to run like he did last, break off the 40-yard run, but he's still going to be a threat to run. Mm. And that to me is a viable factor in this game.
My first thought of those poll results were not what Hugh said. Mine were, these are the same people that tell us not to worry about the passing game.
Oh, not worry.
No. Well, yeah, I'm saying, like, if these are the same people who are telling me that Hurts can throw his way to win, like we've been asking all season long, right? It's not that they can't do it. It's just that they don't because they have Saquon Barkley. Well, you know what? Now they might have to. And you're telling me that 73% of these people worry about losing to the Washington Commanders at home, who we were better than this season. If Jalen Hurts can't run the ball, I find that very interesting.
It changes a lot. That's the way I've it. Can Saquon run for three home runs and win this game? Yeah, we've seen it all year. I mean, he certainly has. You said this earlier, Hugh. He may have one more great one in him, and they might need it. It's just, I find it to be a different game if Jalen can't run. It's such a huge part of his game. Let's go to Walt in Jersey. What's up, Walt?
Walt.
Yeah, how you doing? First time caller here.
Hey, Walt. What's up, Walt? Buddy?
First, I want to direct this to Hugh. He said Commodores a number of times. That's a singing group, so if they're playing
them.
That's
right. Yeah, Hugh gets that wrong all the time.
Hey, Walt, we've been working on it with him.
Walt, I know this is probably your first time calling, but I know you've been listening long enough to know that's I'm going to say Commodores, and I'm going to keep saying Commodores, and if you don't like it, with all due respect, I can't do nothing about that. I've been doing that forever.
Yeah. He said it to a Commanders fan last week.
I said it to B. Mitch, and B. Mitch gets mad at me when I say that. But I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, I know. I understand. I'm just trying to joke around a little bit.
No, you're anyway, good. You're good.
I've been a longtime Rams fan ever since the days of Roman Gabriel, Merlin Olsen, Deacon Jones, Shaq Snow, and what I saw at that game. I saw the Rams putting up a good fight there. A lot of people thought they wouldn't put up a good fight. If one of the three things that I'm mentioning wasn't going to happen, I think the Rams would have won that game. If they would have stopped one of the long runs, if the turnovers were eliminated by the Rams, and if they block Jalen Carter, I think the Rams would have won that game. Of course, you know, that's after the fact, but I think they would have won that game because they had the momentum and they were driving down the field. And if they block, because Higbee was open.
He was. Yeah. I mean, what was interesting, Walt, the more I thought about it and kind of rewatched some of it, I mean, the Rams, they did a pretty good job on Saquon, like, I don't know, 90% of his runs. But two of them, He broke it. That's
a beautiful thing about the running game, boy. That's how.
Can you rely on home runs in the run game? It's not really the way the run game works.
I know this is old school, and a lot of people won't remember this, but that's how the Pittsburgh Steelers used to play all the time. Like that, I remember being in games.
Runs?
I remember being in games against the Pittsburgh Steelers, and for them in the first half, the run was tough sledding. Until the second half, and then that's when you start to break the game open. It's like chopping a tree. And the more you chop at that tree, it's gonna fall.
Sure. But I think it's pretty rare we're seeing this many 50 plus yard touchdown runs. It's hard to remember many years with a running back doing it this often. But Walt, I mean, the bottom line is the Eagles did make those plays. I mean, that's how you win the game. You gotta make
the
plays.
Special.
Yeah, that's part of the game. But on Sunday's game, if Jalen is he has to be somewhat mobile because it's more than just running. You have to plant, push off, side to side type of thing. And that's his game. If he can't do that, if I'm Washington, I'm going to load that box up more often than not and let him beat me with his arm. Saquon might be able to get through six or seven defenders, and he's done, I guess, a few times, but he can tell me to do it. I would make him beat me with the pass. And it seems like A.J. Brown, when he gets a little disgruntled, he doesn't play like he normally does. I've noticed that. So he can't get the ball all the time. He's got to realize that. So I think of Cooper Kupp for the Rams. I thought he's a good receiver. I still think he's got abilities left in him. But he does a lot more stuff. He's quiet. He blocks. He does what needs to be done, get done out there. And sometimes you got to suck it up a little bit.
Yeah, the A.J. thing is weird, Walt. Walt, we appreciate the phone call. I mean, it's been oddly quiet for too many weeks now.
He's been doing that, though. But A.J. go out there and do his job. He blocked. You've been blocking.
The job's not to block.
No, but I mean, I'm saying he's talking about the sacrifices.
Oh,
that
yeah,
Cooper
no, AJ blocks.
Made.
AJ blocks.
Makes sacrifices.
Devontae blocks. I mean, that's part of the reason they break all these big runs. I mean, these receivers definitely go block down the field without question. Let's go to Chris in Harrisburg. Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Appreciate you guys.
Hey, Chris. What's up, buddy?
Love your show, and you're always on my prayers with your family and everything.
Well, thanks, brother. I appreciate it.
Dig it, man. This is it. I agree with you, man. The Redskins or the Commodores want to win this game, their objective is to stop Barkley. And I guarantee you that's what they're talking about right now.
That's the only thing they're talking about, stopping him.
If they can't stop him, then that's us, man. I know Jalen's hurt. He's probably still got other things that are all banged up, but everybody on this team banged up. So are the Commodores. All them guys are all banged up, too. So we got to take care of business. And whoever got tickets down there in Philly, do not sell them to Redskin fans or Commodore fans. Don't do it.
Don't do it. We need a true home field. Full building.
Absolutely. I was at the game this weekend, and we got some crazy-ass fans. I'm telling you what. I was freezing, and I was in my snowmobile boots. I was in my ski pants and my snowmobile jacket. I was warm and sweaty.
It's going to be brick this weekend, too, ain't it? It's going to be a little brick.
Oh, yeah. Not quite like last week, but yeah.
There were people with no shirts on. Chris Long's kids had no shirts on up in the blue. There were guys. It was like crazy, man. It was the best game I was ever at. I was at a lot of games. I'm only 59, but I was at the vet watching games. But our fans got to come in full force. Man, can I give you an Eagles?
See, that's a prime example. We need to clip that off.
That's a strong one.
And give it to other people that need to just slow down, dog, when you do the cheer.
You know what?
Just slow down.
Just think about it before.
Just think about it.
We all know how to spell it. It's just a Chris, good job there. You know what I like about Chris? He asked if he could do it.
He did it.
But he didn't finish the sentence. It seemed like Can I give Eagles chance? I was waiting for the chant. I was going to say, of course, and then I didn't respond.
Hey, he was going to say yeah anyway, so it didn't.
I mean, no, of course we're going to say yes. It's just, can I give an Eagles? I mean, he just started going right into it. So, I mean, that's a good one.
You got to start with that strong E, man.
You need to start. You know the story of my L, right? Back in the day?
Yeah, that was a horrible L.
Well, okay. Again, it wasn't my fault because I was asked just to scream the letter L. It flows, right? The Eagles chant flows. As we know, every week at the pregame show and anytime someone does it on the air, it flows. If you just asked in the hallway, hey, Joe, can you just scream L for me?
Nobody gave you the context of what they wanted the L for. They just said, say L. And you just say L.
I mean, it was a long time ago, but I believe it was like, can you just yell L for me? So I said, you know, I screamed L, and it didn't sound right because it wasn't in the context of the whole
I would just
word.
Say, as a side note, you have to, anytime anybody asks you to yell any of those letters, A, G, L, E, whatever, just do it with the like you're doing the Eagles' chance, just to be on the safe side.
And then have them clip the letter they want? Yeah, that's a good idea. You're right about
that. Like if you even say it in your mind, say E, and then you say A, L, G, and you're like, whatever.
Yeah. E!
Oh, Devin's? Yeah. Yeah, we've had some tough ones around here. And we've had X Eagles.
Y'all didn't catch that. I spelled Eagles wrong. Just like that. See, I got caught. I said E-A-L. G. Y'all ain't catch that, did you? Yeah, I caught that.
Kyle, I'll go back and get the audio. You just started the show.
I started talking about it. See, because I got caught in the moment. Y'all ain't even catch that. I spelled it wrong.
Oh, you proved your own point.
You got to get caught in the moment.
You went too quick.
Yeah, you go too fast, man. You got to slow that thing down.
What are we doing? You can't spell it wrong.
I think I just spelled it wrong.
Let's talk to Sean in Redding. What's up, Sean?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey, Sean.
So, I love you guys.
But
you need Jalen's legs. That's the threat. That's what helps bring Saquon open. If we don't have that threat, they can hone in on Saquon. So we need complementary football all the way around.
Sean, can I ask you a question? If Jalen's out there, don't you think if he's out there that he's going to be a threat to run? Or wouldn't you perceive him to be a threat to run?
Not until I see it. They already know he's injured, so he has to show them. Look at last week. Until he broke that run, they were planning on honing in just on Saquon. That gives the defense a little bit more hesitation if they know Jalen's 100%. So if they know he's hampered at all, they're going to load the box, and it's going to make Saquon's job harder. Nobody's saying don't lean on Saquon. He's a beast. But we also got to conserve him. Like, we can't risk him getting hurt, or we're going to have a problem there.
Sean, what at this point, what are we conserving him for? Because I look at it like this. Whatever happens after this game, we got 2 weeks to get ready. Now, barring any serious injury, you don't think that the way that Saquon has been running all season long and the way he's been taking care of his body, that we can't lean on him a little bit more than we've leaned on him any other point in this season for the last game? Sean, this is for a trip. Sean, this is for a trip to the Super Bowl. This is for a trip to the Super Bowl. So now, wait a minute, Sean. I'm going to let you speak. But so you're telling me, for a trip to the Super Bowl, we want to go into this last game before the Super Bowl and be conservative? We want to put it on Jalen's legs? That's what you're telling me? That's what we're doing?
No, I'm saying you're misinterpreting. You're trying to twist things.
I'm not twisting anything. Sean, I'm not twisting anything. You told me. You just said.
No, I just said you Saquon, but we got to have the threat of Jalen.
You said Saquon.
Conserve. Yeah, Sean, good.
What are we saving you for?
I mean, I'm all for Spin Dr. Douglas. I don't think that you spun Dr. that one. I don't think that's what happened.
No, listen, I understand where people are coming from. But because I feel like nobody understands my perspective, what I'm saying. If Jalen plays Sunday, if Jalen's out there, I expect Jalen to do everything that Jalen needs to do to win the football game.
I'm sure he will.
That's even, Joe, not to cut you off, that's even if he has to be a threat to run, he's going to do that. But do I need Jalen to do that in order to win the game? No. I need Jalen. Like, it's almost like this. You say a case of emergency, break glass.
Yeah.
Run when you have to. Yeah. I don't need you to just be running.
That might be the way this has to go Sunday. 215-592-9494 are coming up. Your phone calls on this. Do the Eagles need Hurts' legs to win this game? We're unsure if he's going to have his normal running ability because of the knee injury. Your phone calls and Sirianni this morning on with Joe and John. You'll hear it next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 9.